At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Welcome to Safety FM, where we talk about safety that's truly inspired by you. Well, hello, and welcome to Safety FM. So what am I doing here on a Friday? That's exactly the question that I asked myself when I started recording this. So there's been a lot of emails that have come in saying that a week is too long to wait from one episode to another. So I sat there and I said, well, maybe we can just do what I would consider a mini presentation. So here is your Safety FM mini.
Jay Allen on Safety FM.
So going forward with the Safety FM mini, we'll have a topical topic. And what this will focus on is just a few minutes just discussing something that's important that's going on within the safety industry, or something that we deem important that's going on. So let's take a crack at it here today. So a lot of the questions that I normally get are related to how we do investigations within organizations. And some of the best material that I have read about investigations deals with changing the way that you ask your questions. Questions like, instead of who failed, what failed? And just changing the way that those questions are worded will advance your organization overall. And when I say that, it's because now we go from looking at who to blame to what are we doing to fix portions inside of our system, portions inside of our organization. I'm not telling you anything that you haven't heard before, especially if you talk to a lot of people dealing with human organizational performance. But that particular mentality and shift will lead your organization to places where you probably want to go in the long run. And I think sometimes we get so hung up on who do we want to blame opposed to what caused the issue to occur that we tend to forget that passing blame doesn't resolve our issue in the long run. So if you take the approach on what failed instead of who failed, you might make it a lot further down that process in the long run. That's going to be my crack at Safety FM Mini, and we'll see how this works out from week to week going forward here on Fridays. Until next time, be safe.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.
SafetyFM.com.
Member Week is here at Lowe's. Don't miss your chance to get up to 40% off hundreds of items like paint, faucets, vanities, doors, and more. Shop our exclusive deals happening in-store and online now through July 18th. Not a member? Join My Lowe's Pro Rewards for free today and get ready to save more. Lowe's, we help you save. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.